Welcome to the RCI A Business Report for Wednesday, June 1st, 2022. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Market today, 3,000 St. Lucia Electricity Services Limited shares traded at $20 per share, unchanged from its previous closing price. Also, 250 Dominica Electricity Services Limited shares across the market. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $3.75. Grenada Electricity Services, $10.95. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. General Property Corporation, $5.40. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $8.88. Bank of Nevis Limited, $2.80. St. Lucia Electricity Services, $20. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 20 securities, of which 6 advanced, 9 declined, and 5 traded full. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All-TNT index declined by 1.05 points to close at 2,061.12. The Composite index declined by 3.36 points to close at 1,412.66. The cross-listed index declined by 0.82 points to close at 100.63. The SME index advanced by 0.34 points to close at 39.71. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 198,000 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $2.8 million. Massey Holdings Limited was the volume leader, with 108,000 shares changing hands for the value of $562,000, followed by Trinidad and Tobago NGL Limited, with a volume of 54,000 shares being traded for $1.1 million. Trading activity on the mutual fund market registered a volume of 22,000 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $631,000. Clico Investment Fund was the volume leader, with 21,000 shares changing hands for the value of $621,000, followed by a Calypso Macro Index Fund, with a volume of 459 shares being traded for $9,000. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 54 stocks, of which 28 advanced, 19 declined, and 7 traded full. Market volume amounted to 19 million units, valued at over $194 million. The following companies represent the overall volume leaders. JMMB Group Limited with 10 million units, Supreme Ventures Limited with 1.4 million units, and Trans-Jamaican Highway Limited with 1.3 million units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, one advanced and one declined, as 30,204 shares traded on the regular market, with a total value of $17,156.04. Epley Caribbean Property Value Fund was the volume leader, with 29,404 at a high of 52 cents and a low of 50 cents before closing at 51 cents. They were followed by Gordon Enterprises Limited, which traded 800 shares. For RCI's Business Report, I am Toba Gibson.